God is very great, isn't he? The glory of his creation outside, by the way, was hammered home when I watched football yesterday afternoon and all the northern games had snow on the field. And I said, we are so blessed to live in Florida, aren't we? This is a great, great time of year. So these two readings that we heard this morning, 1 Corinthians 12, the spiritual gifts that St. Paul talks about, and Jesus himself teaching us through the parable of the talents, they're two of my favorite pieces of scripture. And they remind me of so many different things that I've experienced through my life, so many stories. I'll share two quick ones with you this morning, just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Because gifts aren't just about what you have, gifts are also about what you don't have. So I moved to London many years ago, it was 3 decades ago, and went to the store because I had to have a stereo. So I go along to the department store where you buy stereos, and I get my box, and I bring it home, and I open my box, and I go to plug in the stereo so that I can have music, and I look at the end of the cord, and for those of you that are chuckling, you know where I'm going, right? You've lived in London, and there's just a cord. There's no plug. And I say, this is a strange thing, right? So it's fine, though, because I have what? I have a Swiss Army knife. So I carve off the end of the cord, and I strip the wires, and I peel them apart, and I stick the end of the wires into the wall, assuming that that's what one did in London, right? No power. No stereo, no music. So I figure it's because the wires aren't touching the ends of the box, right? So what do? You get a fork. And you wind the wires around the fork. Yes, you do. And you bend the tongs and you plug that fork into the wall, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a lot of fancy degrees, by the way, just to remind you. And so I plug the fork into the wall, and still there's nothing happening. There's no music coming out. And I'm standing there staring at the wall, and my neighbor walks up from downstairs to see how I'm doing. And his eyes go wide, and he sees the fork sticking out of the wall, and he runs over and he kicks it, and he says, what? An expletive, which I won't repeat in church, and he says, what are you doing? And I said, well, I thought I had to plug it in. And he looks at me and he says, are you stupid? Fast forward. The other great story that this really brings to life for me, this parable of talents, my wife and I moved into our first house almost 3 decades ago, a really cute, gray, one-story, two-bedroom, two-bath, built in the 1940s under the GI Bill for one of the greatest generation coming home from the war. So we move into this house, and of course, what's the first thing you do if you're the first of your friends to buy a house? What do you have to do? You have to have a party, right? So we're going to have a party that night. So what do you need to have a party? Not alcohol, by the way. What do you need? You need food, right? So Martha says, go get a grill. It's okay. So I get in our black SUV, and I drive to the Home Depot, and I find the right grill, found one that was on sale, nice and cheap, and negotiate with the guy a little bit, put it in the back of the SUV, drive home. She meets me in the driveway out in front. I open the door of the SUV, and she says, what is that? I said, that's a grill. She says, that is not a grill. That is a box of parts. This is a grill. I said, this is not a problem. I said, they only said you need a screwdriver and a wrench, and I have both those. It took about 10 minutes. The black lab had run off with one of the wheels and buried it out in the backyard. A lot of the screws had fallen through the deck and were never to be found again. And after about 2 hours, I had two legs, the bottom of the grill, three wheels, and nothing that resembled anything that you could cook on. So I sat there, me and my fancy degrees, looking at this grill, or what was supposed to be a grill, when my best friend Bill came through the gate with his toolbox. He said, Martha called. She said, you need help. And I said, what am I going to do? And he looked at me and he said, God gives us each different talents and different gifts, Adam. And clearly, as you can now tell, mine is not engineering, right? Jesus gives us one of the great parables for our lives in the parable of the talents. Let's listen to it again. The master, who represents God, calls together three of his servants or three of his slaves. To one, he gives five talents, pieces of silver, a huge amount of money back then, which represents the gifts that God gives to each of us in each of our own lives. To one, he gives five. To one, he gives two. And to one, he gives one gift, one talent, based on their abilities and what they could do with them. Because why? God knows, right? So the one with the five, then the master goes away. God, he leaves. And the one with the five talents, he goes out and he uses those talents to the best of his ability. And he makes five more talents. The one with the two talents, he goes and he uses those gifts that God has given him to the best of his ability. And he makes two more talents. And the one with the one talent, the one gift that he's been given by God, what does he do with it? He buries it like my black lab with the wheel in the backyard. He goes and buries it. And why does he do that? He's scared. He's afraid. He's afraid to use the gift, the only gift that God has given him. So after a long time, God comes back. The master returns. And he settles accounts with his servants. And the one with the five talents comes forward and he says, Master, you gave me five talents. I went and traded with them. And here I made five more. Here are your 10 talents. And God says, well done, good and trustworthy slave. I gave you five, you've made five more. Enter into the joy of your master. The one with the two talents comes forward and he gives them to God, to the master. He says, Master, here are your 4 talents. You gave me 2, I went and traded with them, and here are the 4. And what does God say to him? Exactly the same thing. He says, well done, good and trustworthy slave. I gave you 2. You made 2 more. Enter into the joy of your master. Even though, and this is one of the things I just love about this parable, even though one had given the master 10 back and one had only given him 4, the master had equal joy with both of them, right? And then the one with the 1 talent, he was given 1 gift by God to use. He comes forward and he says, Master, you gave me 1 talent, 1 gift, but I was afraid. I buried your talent. Here, have what's yours. And what does God think about that? He ain't so happy, right? He says, he doesn't just say, gee, I'm sorry you were afraid. He says, you wicked and lazy slave. You knew that I was harsh. You should have gone and used the gift that you have. And where does he send them? Into the outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. That can't be a good place, right? St. Paul takes off on this parable when he tells us that God gives us each different gifts, spiritual gifts, preaching gifts, teaching gifts, prophesying gifts, all kinds of different gifts that we're supposed to use in our life, each of us in different measures. God gives us each different gifts, and our only duty is to use them for His glory and for the blessing and benefit and love of our neighbors. To use them for His glory and the love of our neighbors. Never, ever worry about what someone else has and what you don't. Never, ever worry about the fact that you've stuck a fork in the wall with a wire wrapped around it, right? Nearly burning an ancient house down because you didn't know anything about engineering, right? God wants us to use the gifts that He's given us for His glory and for the love of our neighbor. All right, I want y'all to do something for me. I want everybody to close their eyes. And I want you to think about, in the grace of this great cathedral, what gifts has God given you? What are the greatest gifts that He's given you based on your abilities right now in your life? What are those top gifts? As you're thinking, I'm just going to keep your eyes closed, and I'm going to tell you that I spoke with someone just this morning who ministers to prison inmates. He spends his weeks ministering to those incarcerated and washing the feet of those about to be executed. That is God's gift and blessing. I spoke to someone just yesterday who has a golden touch, and he and I were talking about the blessings God's given him. And one of his gifts is making money. And we talked about his stewardship and the fact that God has blessed him with the ability to make money. And so he's using that gift to give back to the community, to the church, through our stewardship process here and in other ways. Think about now with your eyes closed. What are your gifts? All right, you still got your eyes closed? Now, I want you to think about the last time that you took that greatest gift that you've been given and you used it for His glory and for the love of your neighbor. For some of you, it might have been this morning. It might have been this week. Maybe some of you have been like that slave with the one talent. And maybe you've been afraid. And that's okay too. Take that gift. Take that blessing that God has given you, the one you're picturing in your mind right now. And as you leave here today, go out and use it. And don't be afraid. All right, open your eyes up for me. So as Dean Cate said, I am truly, truly blessed. Well, first of all, I'm truly blessed not to be an engineer. Second of all, I am truly best to spend my days in a school where I care for about 900 kids and a couple hundred faculty and staff. And so I hear words like smarty pants, or he's smart, or she's not that smart, or, well, that's a not as smart class. I hear this all the time, right? And I want to tell you that there is no such thing as smarty pants. There's no such thing as not as smart. Because I truly believe that for all of us, whether we're still in school or whether we've been out of school for 40 decades, it is not how smart you are, it's what? It's not how smart you are, it's how are you smart. Let me say that again. It's not how smart you are, it's how are you smart. God has given you gifts that you can use every day. And the challenge for us as we leave this place this morning is to be good stewards of those gifts. Monetary ones, life ones, skill set ones, loving ones. Let's remember Christ the King today on this Sunday. Take those gifts as you walk through those doors. Use them to the best of your ability for His glory and for the love of your neighbor. Amen.